Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of manifesting money. Ever feel like you just don't have enough? Not just money, but time, love, happiness, the whole shebang. Well, let me tell you, honey, that scarcity mindset is a total busco. Today, we're diving deep into creating a culture of abundance in your home and family. It's not about becoming millionaires overnight, though that would be cool. It's about shifting your energy, your thoughts, and ultimately your reality to one where everything flows effortlessly. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, easier said than done. But trust me, fam, it's more achievable than you think. Think of it like this. Imagine your home as a garden. If you only plant seeds of worry and lack, well, that's all you're going to get, a patch of wilted weeds. But if you cultivate an environment of love, gratitude, and belief, watch those sunflowers bloom. That's what we're talking about today, creating that lush garden of abundance. Here are 5 key takeaways to sprinkle some magic into your household. First things first, ditch the negativity. I know it sounds obvious, but seriously, those complaining sessions about bills or never having enough are like weeds choking out your positivity. Instead, try a gratitude jar. Every day, have everyone in the family write down something they're grateful for and toss it in. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee or a sunny day. This little ritual shifts your energy from lack to appreciation. Second, celebrate wins, big and small. You know that feeling when you finally hit buy now on that thing you've been eyeing? Or when you ace that presentation at work? Those are moments to be celebrated. Make it a habit to acknowledge accomplishments, whether they're personal or professional. This reinforces the belief that good things are happening and more good things are coming your way. Third, share your blessings. Generosity is like magic, it attracts more abundance back into your life. Encourage your family to participate in acts of kindness, big or small. It could be donating old clothes, volunteering at the local soup kitchen, or simply offering a helping hand to a neighbor. Fourth, practice mindful spending. It's not about deprivation, honey, it's about being intentional with your resources. Before buying something, ask yourself, do I truly need this? Will it add value to my life? This helps break the cycle of mindless spending and fosters a deeper understanding of what truly brings joy and fulfillment. Finally, visualize your abundant future. Close your eyes and imagine your home filled with love, laughter, and financial security. See yourself living a life of ease and abundance. The more you practice this visualization, the closer you'll get to manifesting it into reality. Let me tell you a quick story about how I applied these principles in my own life. A few years ago, I was feeling pretty strapped for cash, bills piling up, not enough fun money, you know the drill. But instead of spiraling into negativity, I decided to try this whole abundance mindset thing. We started having family gratitude dinners where we shared what we were thankful for that day. We also began consciously donating old clothes and toys, making it a fun activity for everyone. To my surprise, things started shifting. I landed a new client, found some extra cash in the couch cushions, always good, and even managed to take a much-needed vacation. Coincidence? Maybe. But I like to think that cultivating that culture of abundance in my home played a part in attracting those good vibes and financial blessings. So remember, beautiful souls, creating a culture of abundance isn't about magic spells or overnight transformations. It's a continuous journey of shifting your mindset, practicing gratitude, celebrating wins, sharing your blessings, and visualizing a brighter future. Take these key takeaways and weave them into the fabric of your home. Watch those seeds of abundance blossom. You got this. And remember, keep spreading that love and light. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones. Let's create a world where everyone feels abundant, both inside and out. Until next time, stay radiant, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.